On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A judge has said the teenage killer of a six-year-old girl on the Isle of Bute has shown a staggering lack of remorse.
You are completely lacking in victim empathy. The social worker noting your cold, calculating manner. The only sentence I can impose on you is detention without limit of time.
Aaron Campbell abducted Alicia McPhail from her bed last July. Her body was found dumped in nearby woods. Sentencing the 16-year-old at the High Court in Glasgow to life with a minimum of 27 years. Lord Matthews says there was no evidence of any mental health condition. Elsewhere this lunchtime, an area close to a lake near Aylesford has been cordoned off by police looking for a missing person. Officers were called to Leybourne Way earlier following reports of a body in the water. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see pictures from the scene. Downing Street says Theresa May hopes to hold another parliamentary vote on her Brexit deal as soon as possible. But the Leader of the Commons, Andrea Leadsom, has told MPs a date can't be set yet.
The government continues to believe that the UK should leave the EU with a deal, and we intend to bring forward proposals for a third meaningful vote. The precise nature and timing of this debate will, to some extent, depend on the outcomes of this week's European Council.
The Prime Minister's in Brussels for a summit of EU leaders. She's trying to persuade them to approve her plan for a three-month delay to the UK's departure.
KMFM News.
Now, the chair of the Kent Association of Head Teachers is criticising the government for failing to take action on the funding crisis in schools.
Education is an investment, it's not a cost. And if we invest in our young people, if we invest in education, then the country has a chance of success. If we cut it at source, we will become, you know, we'll head towards third world status.
Alan Brooks, who also works at Fulston Manor in Sittingbourne, has joined more than 7,000 other heads in writing to parents to warn of their financial struggles and ask them to lobby MPs about it.
We are desperate to keep a broad and balanced curriculum, but if you are running option subjects that cost a large amount of money because they've got consumables, but if you look at art, you look at design technology, and maybe you've only got 10 or 15 students wanting to do it, it's cheaper to run more English, more maths, more science with 32 students per room.
The Department for Education says school funding in England is at its highest level ever. We've tweeted a link to our video report on this story via at KMFM News. Staying with education, and the principal of a college group in Kent has resigned as an investigation into its finances continues. Paul Hannan has stepped down from Hadlow Group after he and the chief exec were suspended following concerns about their funding. Three governors have also resigned, and an independent team of accountants have been called in to investigate. It's not known yet what started a fire at a block of flats in Herne Bay overnight. Crews were called to the top floor of the three-storey building on the High Street just before two this morning. They spent more than 2 hours at the scene and have told us no one was injured.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Plans to build more than 11,000 homes on farmland near Sittingbourne seem to have taken a step forward. The development in the Hystead Valley near Kent Science Park will also include shops, GP surgeries, up to four primary schools, and a new motorway junction and link road between the M2 and A2 at Bapchild. The council's leader has backed the proposals after ruling out other options in Faversham, Sheldwick and Bobbing. A Kent company that's been analysing spider venom to help develop drugs is now expanding into the food market. Venom Tech was set up at Discovery Park in Sandwich in 2010 and is the only commercial supplier of venom in the UK. They've now produced a chilli sauce after realising the venom from one particular spider produces a similar heat. Stephen Trim is the company's founder.
People who really like chilies often think, oh, it could be hotter, but it's really warm and got good depth of flavour to it. Whereas people who are not familiar with chilies usually go, wow, that's hot. So we think we've got it about right.
Follow us on Twitter at KMFM News to see the video report. And Bollywood is returning to Faversham this weekend as crews film a new movie. Some of India's top actors will be in the town centre, including Anil Kapoor, who starred in Slumdog Millionaire. We're told a fake fire will break out at the Guildhall, and the Kent Film Office says the area around the marketplace will shut on Sunday and Monday.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's women cricketers have completed a series whitewash against Sri Lanka. They've won the third and final one-day international by 8 wickets. Kent's Tammy Beaumont scored 63 as they eased past the victory target of 175 in just 26.1 overs. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.